as I was writing it last year, I kept thinking, oh, I wish this was out now. I wish this could come out next month because people need it. But as it's turned out, people still need it. And that was what really provoked me to write the book, was I was hearing so many people making such terrible mistakes and sounding more desperate than ever, that I realized I just couldn't stand it anymore. I was screaming at the radio, listening to people say stupid things that I knew were getting in their way, and I thought, I got to write about this.
Are there jobs out there that are unfilled even when so many people are looking for work, and why is that?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I think there are some jobs that truly do require specific and special skills that we need to have more people trained in those areas. But at the same time, and this is where my book mostly focuses on, is that there are a lot of jobs that go unfulfilled because employers can't find people who have the right experience, but also the right attitudes and the right characteristics and the things that will make them fit well into their companies. Everything that they do or don't do is being watched because they are always auditioning in this interview.
And you've got a list of things to never say or do in an interview situation. What are the most important things to keep in mind?
Well, the one thing I think you should never do is talk badly about bosses, former companies, ex-husbands, wives, negative things in general. You shouldn't talk about money, perks, benefits, what I call the what will you do for me kinds of items. Don't talk about that until you've been offered the position.
You've developed the would you hire you test. Can you tell me how that works?
Yes. Basically, I'm asking you to think about the last five interviews you had and what you did before, during, and after, and then write your answers to these kinds of questions. What did you do that showed you have good judgment? And then on the other hand, what did you do that may have demonstrated poor judgment? And so I'm asking you to really think through the things that you want to do more of and the things that may have gotten in your way. How did you help the employer see that you work well with others? And again, this is a key element. This is what employers are looking for.
You're giving such great advice, and people here in Cincinnati will have a chance to actually meet you. You've got an event coming up soon. Tell me about that.
Tuesday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. at Joseph Beth Booksellers in Rookwood Pavilion. That's the Hyde Park location. I will not just be talking about the book, but I'll be answering your questions. It's also a great way to meet people because I have a tendency at this event to introduce people to each other, and people have been known to have even found jobs at this event.
You can catch Andrea Kay's syndicated column At Work in USA Today. Congratulations on your latest book. This is How to Get Your Next Job. Andrea Kay, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Matt.